This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is they're doing or how they're doing it or where they're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a busy day to be in Washington, D.C., and be talking about all these legal shenanigans going on, and you could go here, you could go there. By the way, we did hear yesterday that the stimulus may include a $600 check in this program to get this thing fired up and moving, because apparently Nancy Pelosi is still sitting on her hands.
She is?
Yep.
I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you. She is.
Yeah. So what do you think of that idea, $600? And then, by the way, that we were told that sometime next year, Biden might want to throw another $1,200 in there by springtime.
Well, I mean, he can throw all he wants, but you can't do anything without Congress. So,
that's right.
I mean, everybody, this is all bloviating right now. So,
yep.
I mean, people have things in the pipeline, and they say certain things, but unless there's some kind of agreement or action, it means nothing.
Uh-huh. And by the way, Ken in Dallas, Texas is chiming in tonight. Thank you very much, Ken, for the compliments about the radio show. He's saying, is it true that Senator Cruz is going to argue the Texas Supreme Court election case?
He's offered to do so.
Okay. But he hasn't, but it's not official. He's actually going to do it.
Well, it really depends upon
Paxton.
Cruz has been chomping at the bit to do these cases if they go before the Supreme Court. He's been a high student in study of this.
Mm-hmm.
They've written amicus briefs, so forth and so on. He's argued before the Supreme Court several times.
Won several cases. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we shall see where that happens.
Now, it's not just about Georgia, and it's not just about Texas and all this sort of stuff, because yesterday Michigan's top court, their Supreme Court, rejected the election lawsuit filed there by Trump allies. Also in Nevada, the top court there rejected Trump's campaign appeal over there. So that's two more states that are either going to get kicked up into the appeals part of it, or they may be lumped together in some sort of suit, if it goes to the Supreme Court, is my understanding. What are you hearing?
Well, I think it's, we just need to know that there is some serious work being done. I think things are rather fluid here at this point. And there's only two quasi-remedies. Those remedies, one is the Supreme Court, and the other are all the respective state legislatures. Okay? So we can just know that we have all of these legal machinations that are happening, and it's really too early to say what they're going to result in. So we're going to have to just be patient. It stinks, but we're just going to have to be very, very patient. We have time really up until Inauguration Day. Lots of things can happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes. You know, there's a poll out there that says less than a quarter of the Republicans polled trust the current election result. And we know we've got 35% of the states of the, the 17 states that have joined with Texas represent 35% of the American population trying to get this reverted in some way or another. So a large majority of the country is not buying what they're being told as to who won the election and why.
Well, you got Democrats that aren't, and I don't know what that percentage is. I'm hearing some various numbers, but you've got, a percentage of Democrats that don't have any confidence in the system either. Let's not forget how many Democrats did not win their incumbency or win their race.
Yeah.
And we can go all the way back to Carolyn Maloney in New York, which was several months ago, prior to the general election. So that is, I think, what is part of the lawsuit or the basis of the lawsuit by Ken Paxton and the allied states, and rightly so. So that's pretty much where it is.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we might toss a little something out there and tell you about Fort Hood, because what a mess they've got at Fort Hood. A two-star general is about to probably lose a star and be moved on into something totally different. But anyway, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. In this part of the conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Remember, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Go over there, take a look and see all the different things they have at their website, balanceofnature.com. And while you're there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. But at any rate, when you see something you like, just put it together, order it, save 35% at balanceofnature.com by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Getting a lot of comments here about Hunter Biden and what what can and what can't be done. People don't understand that we just can't drop everything we're doing and just go after Hunter Biden, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk. Because indirectly, I think that's been something that's been tried over the past, what, 3 years, 4 years?
What do you mean tried?
Well, we keep hearing about this about Hunter, that about Hunter, and so far nothing's gone anywhere.
Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. Several banks had flagged transactions. They put, you know, red notices on transactions dealing with Hunter Biden and his associates. And that began the spin cycle, if you will, on the investigation. And then here comes this laptop. And the only way we knew about this laptop is because the poor guy that owned the laptop repair place.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, the files apparently in this laptop are massive. So they're comparing, and I'm not defending the length of time here by any stretch, but we know that, you know, the FBI does things very slowly. But nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things in that laptop that they're comparing to transactions. Now, remember, the investigation opened because of these red flag notices long before Joe Biden announced he was running for president. So
correct.
We can't say that this is a hit job, because it's not, in spite of what the Adam Schiffs and that crowd would have to say, or, you know, Jake Tapper or anybody. It's not a, an avenging investigation by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they opened the investigation, they had coded the investigation to include tax evasion and money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
And it has mostly to do with China, not so much with,
right.
you know, any other country, although there are other countries involved in it.
Right.
So, the only reason the Hunter thing came up yesterday is because Hunter himself apparently found out that they were investigating, how he found out, I don't know, investigating his taxes.
Right.
So he went over to the Biden-Harris transition team
mm-hmm.
and said, I need some help. So the press release on this whole thing with his taxes didn't come from Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the professional, spinners, if you will, from the Biden-Harris transition team. Hunter
correct.
Didn't write that, okay? Now, doesn't change anything, I mean, except that we know that there is now a possibility of a grand jury.
Yep.
That looks like it's, and it may have already happened. We don't know that either.
That's right.
So, okay. Yesterday is only just kind of an announcement that Hunter now okay. knows that he's in the target.
All right. We've got our resident question asker on the telephone. So, good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain Denise. Just
morning.
Wanted to know if this investigation of Hunter Biden could eventually lead to an investigation of the father and drag him into it, even the future, if he becomes president, could it possibly lead to an impeachment hearing, just like they did against Trump. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, thank you. Well, he wasn't listening to hour number one or hour number two. When we did talk about this with Kyle Warren and a couple of other people that called in, they were concerned that this could be what gets rid of Joe Biden earlier rather than later, and Kamala Harris becomes the president.
Well, let's also not forget that Kamala Harris's name was mentioned in some of these emails,
yes.
along with a few others. So she's not out of the woods. Just throwing her name in there doesn't mean that she was not aware of something.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's very interesting that we have calls, formal calls now, to Trump and the Department of Justice to assign a special prosecutor slash investigator or special
correct.
Counsel into the matter, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it has to deal with China. Let's not forget that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was at Georgia Tech yesterday giving quite the presentation on all things China and how universities are connected to the Chinese Communist Party. So, look, it's taken years and years, 20 or more, for people to begin to even have a discussion on what China has been doing in the United States, least of which has to do with universities, the Confucius Institute, the talents program, you know, all these other kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what is particularly fascinating is if the one person of all that would have known all of this in the equation would have been Joe Biden himself, not only as senator, but as vice president.
Right.
And so there has to be some complicity there, because little Hunter wouldn't know who these people are over at CEFC, the Chinese energy company, or these people in Romania, or anybody else. He just, somebody gave him the contact, the opening path
mm-hmm.
to go down these business deals. I mean, Hunter just didn't concoct all these and start trolling, you know, international business. So there's more to it. And I would also argue that there is more to those that are part of a honeypot plan outside of Eric Swalwell.
That's
there
correct.
Are more.
Who are these two mayors? Who are these two mayors that were involved? We're not hearing much about them.
No, but there's also some other congressmen, and one was Tulsi Gabbard, and the other was Ro Khanna. So I would argue that there's more to come. So everybody needs to just judge slowly and breathe on this, and maybe just start taking some notes, because this thing is going to grow.
Well, Swalwell, Senator Marco Rubio on the Senate Intel Committee wants Swalwell to come in front of them and explain why he should not be removed not only from the Intel Committee in the House, but expelled from Congress. And that came out yesterday.
Yeah, he wants, apparently there's some hearings that will necessarily be scheduled next week. So, but here's the other thing. Swalwell came right out and said that the Democrat leadership knew about this.
Yeah.
Well, then that puts them in the crosshairs, too, and that includes Nancy Pelosi, because
right.
She put him on the Intelligence Committee, and you've got Adam Schiff, who's chairman of the committee. So you've got two other people here that are going to be brought into this snare.
And Tlaib is over there, too, by the way.
She's not on the Intelligence Committee.
Well, who is AOC?
No.
No, I thought one of them was one of the squad members.
Foreign relations.
This is not going away anytime soon. The word China is there. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And we obviously have more tangible evidence now than we ever had in Russiagate.
Right.
I mean, now we've got the emails. We've got the red flag transactions from banks. We've got deposit accounts. I mean, we've got all kinds of things. Including pictures, including the fact that the FBI had given defensive briefings to these people. You know, the FBI is in charge of tracking these operatives. And obviously they were tracking these operatives here in the United States. I would argue mm-hmm. that this little girl, Christine Fong, was operating out of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. Well, my question is, we closed the Chinese consulate in Houston. Why didn't we do the one in San Francisco?
Bingo. Probably because of Dianne Feinstein. Think about that one for a second. And here comes the music. We've got to go. And we'll talk more about that and plenty more tomorrow morning. Same time, same bad channel. All right, thank you very much. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com, FoundersCo.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes at FoundersCo.com. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. He tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And this military news and veterans service brought to you by the folks at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you, and you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the Captain's America Third Watch has affiliates around the country, as you well know. And in particular, we've got one major affiliate up there in Portland, Maine, and we appreciate them listening. And this is for you. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, right there just outside Boston. And I know things are tough up there in Maine, and jobs are not necessarily hard to find, but good-paying jobs are hard to find. Well, this is a career where you could become a certified aviation tech and start out making a minimum of $60,000 a year right off the bat. Now, if you get the luck of the draw and wind up working for a government entity or a foreign country, then guess what? You could make a six-figure salary right off the bat to begin with. Make a lot of money very quickly as an aviation maintenance tech. And, of course, as these planes are coming back into service,
as the 737 is now coming back into service, and one was delivered, I believe, yesterday to United Airlines. There'll be a lot more work to be done in the aircraft industry. So, National Aviation Academy, what you want to do is you always want to take the tour. Now, they have two facilities. They have one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in the Tampa Bay, Florida market. And call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. It's all you got to do. It's that simple. And then after you do that, you'll have a great perspective because you not only will be able to see, but you'll be able to speak with and hear and witness for yourself what it is that transpires and why they are so good and why I recommend them so highly. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or call them at 800-659-2080. Well, the House adopted a compromise $740.5 billion defense policy by a veto-proof majority, which will keep the president, who had threatened to send back the bill because it doesn't repeal a prized liability shield for social media firms, namely that Section 230. But it'll be veto-proof. So it will become the balance for the Defense Department. And in many cases, it's a little bit more money than what they asked for. Now, in the meantime, Joe Biden is taking a lot of flack for choosing retired General Lloyd Austin III as his nominee for defense secretary because of his experience and integrity calling the 41-year-old soldier the definition of a patriot. Now, no one will argue that on my side of the fence, but we will remind you that General Austin was the general in charge of not only Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan when he was at CENTCOM, but remember all that money that went to train those people in Syria to fight against ISIS? Remember all that? Some $500 million, and they got six people qualified to fight ISIS. And then ISIS expanded to the point to where they were at. A lot of people remember that, and they're going, wait a minute here, not so fast. Now, the other thing is, the general, of course, falls within the period to where he has to have a waiver because of the length of time he's been out of the military. Anything sooner than 7 years, and I believe he's been out five, you have to get a waiver, which probably won't be a problem. But again, a lot of people are commenting about that. Now, in the meantime, the big story in the military right now is coming out of Fort Hood, Texas. 14 leaders at Fort Hood, Texas, from the deputy commander down to the squad level, have been relieved or suspended of command after the Army Secretary and Chief of Staff were handed the results of an independent committee's review of the command climate there. This is not good. This is not good. What's going to happen? Well, some people more than likely will wind up being court-martialed because there was some criminal activity that went on in the base. I'm not saying that any of these people had anything to do with it, but it appears inevitable that some sort of criminal activity will be charged to those that were may or may not have been involved in it. Also, China is working very hard at trying to outpace the U.S. military on everything we're doing, including our space program. They expect to catch us and go by us long before 2035, and General Mark Milley made that comment yesterday to get all of us woken up to the fact that they are right there. Now, the general that was picked by Joe Biden, General Lloyd Austin III, will be testifying before the House Armed Services Committee as a prerequisite for the waiver that he'll be applying for to serve as the Pentagon's top civilian. So said the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee yesterday. In addition, our current Secretary of Defense, was in the Philippines, and while he was there, he announced the delivery of $30 million worth of weapons, anti-bomb and sniper equipment, for the threat of the Islamic State group-linked militants that are operating in and around the Philippines. Now, also, the Army created this week a new missing soldier policy. It's a new classification system for missing soldiers in response to the independent review that came out of Fort Hood, Texas, that found many sergeants showed an unwillingness or lack of ability to keep track of their soldiers. And if they went missing, they just went missing. And in some cases, it resulted in tragedy, as we well know. And congratulations to Brigadier General Wanda Williams, who assumed leadership in Germany of the 7th Mission Support Command, becoming the first black woman to serve in a job that also makes her deputy commander of Army logistics efforts in Germany. Congratulations to the general. By the way, two of our aircraft carriers are back out on what's called double pump deployments. The USS Theodore Roosevelt came in for a short period of time, resupplied, turned around, went right back out along with the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. They've now deployed twice in the last 12 months. Now, that puts quite a strain on the ships and their crews because they don't get a lot of time to spend with their family, and it's a quick turnaround time and all that sort of thing. But their mission is extremely important, and we'll tell you more in the days to come as to where they've headed, because right now it's anybody's guess. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And by the way, don't forget to check out balanceofnature.com. Now, while you're over there, check out the fruits and veggie capsules. Because if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules will definitely work for you and help you out too. And they've been working very well for me. I feel like I've got just a little bit more pep in my step, and I seem to have a little bit more health and vitality, if you will. And the other thing is, get this, I've lost some weight as a result because I'm not eating snacks in the middle of the night, because with these Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, it's like you've already had plenty to eat. Come nighttime, when I used to hit the candy bar machine about 3-4 times a night, now I'm not doing that. So for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, whichever works for you. Balanceofnature.com or 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We're talking about another stimulus here by the end of the year. They're talking about now adding a $600 stimulus check for everybody into the mix. It was at $908 billion. I don't know what a $600 stimulus check will add to the mix, but I'm sure it'll put the whole thing over $1 trillion again. Am I right?
No, I think that that is part of the mix. I don't know if they want to make it larger or what, but, you know, last time I checked, they wanted to eliminate the unemployment part and they wanted to just send everybody checks,
for $600.
Yeah. So again, which to me is just dumb. I don't like it at all. We had Bush checks one. We had Bush checks two. We had stimulus checks for pandemic one, and now we're going to do another round. I don't have any problem helping people out that can't go to work because their stupid governor is not allowing to do so. You know, not only would I would help those people out, I would also send them, we got to do U-Haul vouchers so they can move to a state where they can actually get a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's a possibility, I suppose. Now, in the meantime, the Stephen Moore, who is always up to snuff when it comes to economics, you see him all over the place, he said that the Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell may enact corporate welfare to keep his job. What's he talking about, corporate welfare?
Again, you're forcing interest rates down to ridiculously low levels, which allow for certain businesses out there to borrow at rates that nobody else can borrow. Not to mention the, you know, the Federal Reserve coming in and buying up debt and bonds, which also forces this down and allowing for the cost of money to be cheaper. So that's a form of corporate welfare.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a big deal that's going on right now when you talk about the stimulus again, because Rand Paul gave an interview yesterday on Newsmax TV, and he said Congress simply can't afford another stimulus.
That will just print more money. I mean, I don't think we can afford, you know, what we've been doing either, but that has never stopped any of these people, both Democrats and Republicans. I mean, listen, what are we talking about here, Matt? You know, a couple hundred billion here, a couple hundred billion there.
I lost track of what the budget is, or what the deficit is right now. But my God, it's got to be what, 5 trillion, 6 trillion?
I can't even get my arms around it because of all the various different moving parts that are involved with it.
Yeah.
And they want a lot more. And believe me, after January 20th, you're going to see it get worse because you're going to see the federal government start to bail out states.
Well, here's something for you. Your state up there, Governor Cuomo said, we're going to have to raise the taxes. Well, of course they are. People have moved out of the state. They've lost their tax base.
Yeah, I had a few more years for my kids here in high school, but if they, if my taxes go up any further, I'm out. That's it. There's that straw that broke the camel's back thing, and my kids are going to have to deal.
You can either come back down to Florida, or you can go halfway down to Tennessee. There's no income tax in Tennessee, state income tax.
Family and businesses and offices down there in Florida, so I'll be back down in Florida.
All right, well, good. Then you'll be able to have lunch with the captain when I do that. All right, well, let's talk about the U.S. government and 47 states that brought an antitrust lawsuit action against Facebook. They want them to divulge themselves of WhatsApp and Instagram, which they say created a monopoly on their part.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't have allowed those things to go through in the first place. And I do think that Facebook is not the only one. I think it's a start. And I do think that these big companies need to be broken up. It's not just, it's like I said, I don't think it's just tech. I don't think it's just social media. I think we've got to look to other areas of our economy as well, where we've created these monopolies, most certainly in the banking industry as well. You have these few big banks that have managed to take over. A lot of the small lenders, they just can't afford to stay in business anymore. I mean, I had to pay my various different licensing fees to the regulatory agencies this year. I took a look at what they're charging. It's astronomical. It really is. It doesn't allow for people to get started. It really doesn't. And there's a high barrier of entry into many different fields in this country, and it's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah, and I know that the license fees have not gone down either, have they?
It's ridiculous. I mean, if everything is going through the roof. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said this before. I said I started my business decades ago, but if I had the same amount of money then as I do now, I wouldn't have been able to do it. It just wouldn't have been possible. It's too expensive.
Mm. Now, Twitter, which is the other conversation that a lot of people have that comes in the next breath after Facebook, Twitter's Dorsey, the CEO and billionaire Jack Dorsey, the man in charge, just donated, are you ready for this, $15 million to the mayor's universal income program.
Again, it's pocket change. For guys like this, again, a lot of the tech people are all for this universal income program because then people will just sit around their house and stream videos and tweet all day and not have to work, which is great for their business. It's pathetic, you know, quite frankly, but hey, you know, it's good for them and that's why they're pushing it. God forbid you kind of push personal responsibility and going out there and building and creating something.
Mm-hmm. There was a report yesterday that a number of bank CEOs said that they're seeing a banner year for Wall Street coming up because of the units that are on a trading surge right now.
I don't know what the final numbers are going to be, but most certainly the trading numbers are going to be extraordinary. That's for sure. We're going to have to shut this stuff down. A lot of stuff is taking place from home. Not to mention the fact that a lot of people are, you know, doing this day trading on their own, and that's obviously helping with their numbers as well.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, back in October, they took a look at all the different job openings that blipped up to 6.7 million jobs. Hiring has slowed down a little bit because of the fact that some of these states are shutting.
We're hitting a wall when it comes to hiring right now. I do. I think that many businesses are just kind of in wait and see mode to see what's going to happen moving forward. Not, you know, like, and you're right. You're absolutely 110% right that many areas of the country are just not even close to normal capacity. So, and not to mention, it's just the threats of shutdowns too. That scares people also who wants to hire and bring staff back on if your governor is threatening to shut down every other day. So, yeah, I do think we've hit a wall when it comes to the jobs numbers.
Now, there seems to be a lot of this refinance of homes down the line here. A lot of seniors are taking advantage of one of the programs that are available to them. What's the advantage of that, or is there no advantage?
Well, you have to run the numbers and see whether or not it's worthwhile to go ahead and do so. But if you can lower your interest rate, you can obviously keep some more money in your pocket. You just got to, you know, figure, you know, what the costs are going to be in regards to, title searches and transfer, all the myriad of other fees that are involved. If the numbers make sense, I would suggest doing that.
Okay, well, before we go, the CDC tells you now to open up your windows and let the air blow in there. It's a lot healthier for you.
Oh, my God.
All righty.
Tell me how to brush my teeth tomorrow, too,
all right? Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chris Murkowski, the Watchdog at Wall Street, watchdogatwallstreet.com. I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Coming up, top of the hour news, and then we'll have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, coming aboard.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.